Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhardt. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt strikes out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Del Singh. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Robinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sievers out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Evers reaches second base with a double. Wertz moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Evers moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers scores. Groth moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Severs throws the ball into Sternweis, who tags Evers, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wirtz scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweis is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards first. Len Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball towards right. Coleman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Coleman. Groth moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Evers bunts towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lenhart. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 3 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft pinch hits for Owen Friend. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood pinch hits for Tom Upton. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Ned Garver. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.